The Money Show. The Markets.
To Rudy Fonamat, here we go. Rudy is a portfolio manager at Advice Works. Would you accept the BHP offer? Would you encourage your clients to accept the BHP offer as it stands at the moment, Rudy?
Evening, Bruce. No, I don't think I would. It seems to me a little bit light. You know, they've come in with somewhat of a premium for the unlisted assets, based on their sort of implied value at the moment. I don't know that there's enough there to compensate one for the potential upside that Anglo would produce and that those assets would produce over time. And the outlook longer term for copper seems to be really exciting. Even Billiton's own projections of the copper price going forward is way beyond what they're offering for these assets at the moment. And there's absolutely no sort of indication that there's one would be paid for the control premium of Anglo. So I don't think that this offer, it's interesting, and I think it might bring some exciting other offers to the fore, and it might be a negotiation starting point, but I don't know that they would get a lot of people throwing shares at them at this price.
Do you agree with David Mackay that this is a potentially quite vulnerable moment for South Africa, for the business sector in South Africa, for the South African economy, considering just how central and important Anglo-American is and how far it reaches and how deeply it reaches into virtually all aspects of the South African economy?
Yeah, it would make a... I think it is, Bruce. You know, there are a lot of these assets that are external to South Africa that have been invested in by Anglo over decades pretty much now. And you know, they're at the point where they're getting quite close to the dividends flowing back in this direction. So it would be terrible if that ended up going to Australia instead. You know, the upside of all the South American assets. So yes, I do think it would be there's definitely some negative on this. And hopefully we can get some positive catalysts out of it. One, which could be, you know, better operational performance by Anglo themselves, and hopefully some better mining legislation would be very useful. You know, they wouldn't have found themselves possibly in quite as vulnerable position if the legislation here had been more rewarding of people investing in domestic resources.
And that's a big point. It's a point David Mackay makes as well, that the regulatory environment is not supportive of expansion and growth and development. And the fact that also we've got a broken transit, broken systems, all the stuff we talk about all the time that seems very distant. And, well, it only affects the people who dig holes in the ground and need to get this stuff to port. It doesn't really affect us. Suddenly, all of these chickens are very much coming home to roost in the vulnerability of Anglo American to take over with the demand from BHP that they don't want to take the stuff in South Africa.
No, that's quite true, Bruce. We would miss out on a tremendous amount of longer-term upside and a lot of potential jobs and you know, tax revenue and the like as well. So, yes, it would be, I think, significantly negative for South Africa, if it went through at these levels, yes.
We will, of course, be referring to this story throughout the show this evening with lots of different aspects that we will be tackling tonight, including in our investment school this evening, David Shapiro at Sasfin. Anglo-American proven to be vulnerable. Why? Because it has big copper investments. How does David Shapiro at Sasfin, very experienced stockbroker, somebody who's watched this sector and this industry and this country evolve economically over a long time, what does he see as the investment opportunity here, and how, when one big company goes to take over another company, what should you do? How should you respond as an investor? Whether it is if you have to deliver a proxy, whether you're as shareholders directly or indirectly, do you put pressure on your own unit trust manager to vote in a particular way? Will you participate in it anyway? Clicks came out with results today. Now, Clicks hasn't really done anything dramatic and shape-shifting in recent years, but certainly it has become a very reliable performer on the JSE. A little unexciting, perhaps, but reliable.
Has been very reliable, Bruce. As a result, it's gotten quite a premium rating, you know, amongst the domestic retailers. It's mainly a cash retailer. It was the first really significant issue of loyalty programs that were significantly successful. And the product that it sells is regarded mainly as quite defensive. So pharmaceuticals and beauty products and the like, you know, tend to be things that people sort of need to consume rather than than the choices people make to consume. So it has built up a very consistent track record of generating cash flows and producing significant profit growth quite well ahead of the rest of the domestic retail sector. So over time, it has very much earned this spot that it's sort of scratched out for itself. The results now, as you say, are not super shoot the lights out exciting. Sales were up sort of 9%. They did improve margins slightly. And so headline earnings are up 13-odd%. The return on equity is very good. So the return on capital around 43-odd%. They are having, it seems like the UPS business has had quite a dull sector and has been restructured quite significantly from a systemic perspective. And I think the prospects in that portion of the business are better going forward. It's going to be a little bit difficult, I think, to substantiate the current rating. You know, it's probably a forward PE in the region of 25 or 26 or so.
Sure.
I don't know that 13% annual earnings growth is quite enough to substantiate a rating quite that high.
Rudy Fundamava, thank you very much, Rudy. The two big stories on the day, Anglo-American, vulnerable to takeover. BHP Group looking to buy the business for 700 billion rand. It doesn't look like it's going to go ahead, certainly not at this level. BHP Group will have to pay up considerably. South Africa's government will push back strongly for the reasons that we've discussed this evening. It is a big and important and evolving story, one that comes to a head on the 22nd of May, when there will have to be a commitment of some kind, and whether shareholders rebel against it and say, no, this so far and no further. It's going to be a really interesting development, and one that is critical, of course, for the South African economy, broadly speaking. Today, though, we were global outliers. They were down, but not nearly as much as the United States, as European markets were down on the day. Anglos added 18% by the close of trade. It ended at 606 Rand 66 on the day, a very big jump on the day. Still not enough, however, to entice many of its investors to accept the offer from BHP.